Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected. With your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. It's your host, Tahira Sutton. I'm happy to be back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have an excellent, awesome show today. We have the fabulous pop opera star, Charisse Mills. She's going to call in. We have an exclusive interview with her today. And today's topic is women's integrity and the music business. I cannot wait to jump into that topic, but I have to say hello to my other hosts as well. So, good evening, everyone.
Hello.
Fabulous Nicole Martin. Congratulations is in store for you today. You have a new clothing line.
Hi, yes. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited, girl, when you're having a fashion show. Yay.
Yay.
So tell us about your line.
It's called Enoken, and it's simply my name spelled backwards. And the message behind that is I know I can. And one of the things that I try to do is inspire people to believe in themselves and realize if you have a dream, that it's never too late, especially with fitness. It's never too late to get started and to get healthy and to get fit. So I've been working on some pieces. I've gotten really good feedback, so I hope to officially launch in the next week or so.
That is awesome. That is great. I'm so excited. I can't wait to the fashion show. I can't wait to get my shirt. I'm excited. I know I'm looking already. So just let me know. I have the venue. Definitely. I'm just so happy. I saw it and I was just like, this is so amazing. So I definitely, you know, appreciate the calls and you actually putting your dream. You know, I'm one for putting your dream in action, and you are doing it. So what do you think about our topics, women's integrity in the music industry? We're going to have Charisse Mills. So what's your take on that?
Very interesting. You know, you always hear a lot that goes on behind the scenes, all the scuttlebutt. You know, like we talk about our industry all the time, Tahira. It's not as glamorous as people would like to think. You know, it's gritty, it's grimy. You definitely have to be careful. You have to know how to navigate. And, you know, there's always pitfalls and scams. So I don't know a lot about the music industry, but I heard it's pretty similar. And, you know, it's definitely not what we all think it is. You know what I mean? What about you? How do you feel about that?
Definitely. You know, I remember, you know, I've sung on many albums, many hooks. And it's definitely a craft in learning the industry, but it's nothing different from acting or, you know, modeling. You just have to surround yourself with first good, you know, good thought process. If someone is asking you to do a film and if it feels wrong, it's wrong. So definitely rely on your senses. But I think you have to have integrity within yourself, and you have to start with your own guidelines, what you would do and what you wouldn't do. And if somebody is compromising that or asking you to compromise that, then it all falls back on, you know, how far would you go? How far are you willing to go?
And, exactly.
You have to ultimately, you know, be accountable for that decision. So in any career. So I think it is a lot of schemes. It is a lot of, you know, people out there, I'll make you famous and, you know.
Right.
But you have to be smart. Definitely research beforehand. If someone is offering you something, get all the details about it. Ask a lot of questions.
I agree,
ladies. Hi,
Karishma.
Welcome.
Hi.
Yay. Welcome.
Right on in there.
No, I definitely. One thing I always say is, whenever you know you're asked to meet, whether it's an agent or anyone in the industry, I always make sure that if it's a one-on-one meeting, but it's in a very public place, if for some reason they don't have an office, do all your research on them on the internet, because now you can find out everything and anything about anyone. So you should make sure that you do, you know, like Tahira was saying, that you should do your research about everything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And make sure you know what's up. Because a lot of times, once you go, I always, every time I look at anything, whether it's, you know, a company or a person, you always end up Googling them. And you can tell what they're about through their LinkedIn information, you know, who they know, their connections. So nowadays it's made it a lot safer for you to kind of find out who's who and if they're real or not.
Yeah, that is, it's a very good point. I mean, social media is crazy, you know, because back in the day, it used to always be about hoping someone knows someone who knows someone that, you know, you could get the 411 on, but now you can simply just Google or, you know, most people have either a Facebook or an Instagram, you know, especially if they're relevant and they want to be seen and heard of and visible in the industry, so they're going to have some kind of social media which keeps them relevant. So, yeah, it's definitely a lot easier.
And, like, I'm a person, you know, fill it out. If you get a script and it's, you know, not really what, make people accountable. If they're saying, well, I have this and you have to do this, this, and that, and then you get there, it's not what it seems, then you have to make your decision. It all goes back to what are you standing for, what's your integrity. If you're going to allow it to suffer, I mean, no one can really make, unless they're, like, forcing you, can make you do anything. So I would always just approach every situation with, here, this is my standards, because I have those conversations.
Right.
Hey, this is what I'm willing to do, and this is what I'm not willing to do. I'm not comfortable with that. You know,
that's right.
You just have
to
stand firm on what you believe in, and I think that's the key thing. So if you have no... If you have no integrity and you're just willing to do whatever, whatever's inside of you will come out.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I have learned about the industry is you just got to be balls out. And you cannot be afraid to ask questions. You cannot. Sorry, guys, that's my phone. And when you, I say for me, when I mentor other aspiring models or their parents, and they're talking to agencies or whomever, I'm like, do not be afraid to ask questions. Guys, you would not believe how many parents I talk to, and they're afraid to ask a simple question. I'm like, don't be afraid. Like, you got to go balls out. You got to ask what it is that you want to know. So at the end of the day, you will have the information that will make you comfortable and whether it's going to determine if you stay or walk away. Like, it's really unbelievable that people are really afraid to get other people's feathers ruffled or just piss them off. And I'm like, the hell with that, you know, because you can always tell someone who is phony from being real by a couple of questions, you know. And if they're okie-dokieing you, then, and if your gut instinct is telling you this ain't good or it's not for you, then it's not for you, and walk away. So definitely. Use your mouth.
Absolutely. Definitely don't be afraid to ask questions. And, you know, like, if you get there and have your – I'm not afraid to have my attorney there with me. Like, if you're making a decision, if you're in the entertainment industry, I'm sure you have an entertainment attorney. Have your attorney there. Run it by your attorney. Don't go along. Or somebody that you trust. They're with you to help you make the decision, because sometimes you don't – you know, it could be – when you get really, really financial and legal with networks, it's certain jargon that you maybe you're not equipped to reading or knowing about that you may be committed to for the next 10 years. You know, we hear all the time we have artists and they hate the label, but it's like they're a slave for the label.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I think it's one of those things where you should always have the facts in any situation that you're in. Especially in the industry, but no matter what, you should always have all the facts, all the information, so that you know you're doing what's best for yourself. Because it's very easy, you know, there are people who are sharks out there who want to get the most out of you and may try to manipulate you or trick you, thinking you're about to get, you know, your dreams come true, and there may be little side notes that you don't think about. So I think that's great advice to have an attorney there with you who can understand all the things that you wouldn't just want someone else to explain. Be like, oh, no big deal, this is a contract. I'm just going to have this and this, you know, just go ahead and sign. make sure you know what you are signing.
Definitely, like, I'm going to say this. Read the contract. Read the contract. I mean, sometimes it is a lot of information, but sit down and don't just breeze through. Really read the contract.
Yeah,
I think a lot of artists don't even read the contract. They're like, oh, this is good. We're going to be rich. You know, they don't read the contract.
My question that I always wonder about the music industry versus, let's say, you know, modeling or acting, is it harder? Because it seems like with the music industry, it's more pinpointed. Like, there's so many different facets going on that you have to have. Not only do you have to have an incredible voice, you're looking for a certain look. Can you sell albums? Can you have fans? Also, we don't want someone that resembles someone else. Like, we don't want another Rihanna. We don't want another Beyonce. So you have to be unique within yourself, whatever that uniqueness is. So do you guys feel like it's probably harder in the music industry to get a break or to be seen or to be heard? Or do you think it's all even, Steven, all across the board as far as the different aspects go in the industry?
I think all of them are equally difficult.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I think it's the same. Just working as a singer and, you know, earlier when I was shopping, my sister and I, we were a group, and we would shop labels. So we would go, and we had a manager that would go with us. We're like teenagers shopping, you know, labels. I think in any industry, it's tough. But, again, you have to go be equipped with what you would do and what you wouldn't do. A lot of times we walked into environments where people were like, oh, you're like, you look like involved and trying to put us in that category. And we're like, no, we're not. And then, so you just have to be equipped to the things that you want to do. Cause we did get a deal. We got a couple deals, but my sister walked out. We walked out. It wasn't something that fit us. So you definitely have to have what you want to be portrayed as. And it's hard when you're shopping labels because the label has the money. And you don't want to compromise. So if you can come in the middle where you both sit down and get a piece of what you want without surrendering your integrity, that's great. That's awesome.
No, I completely agree. For the industry, in the music industry, there's so many different facets to it that you're going to meet all different kinds of labels. And you're going to meet all different kinds of people who are the managers or the tour directors. And nowadays you have so many artists who are just promoting themselves. There's a lot of unsigned artists that are still going on tour doing decently well for themselves, but they may not deal with problems that people who are, you know, contracted to a label have to deal with, and vice versa. And same with the fashion industry and the film industry, there's also different problems that you meet along there because it's different in every genre. So whether you're doing theater, they have their own set of, you know, issues trying to make it. There may be scams. I feel like it's an across-the-board problem that there may be.
Yeah, I think, what really made me open my eyes up to, wow, you know, there's some serious stuff going on behind the scenes is the whole TLC story. Now, there's a group that we all grew up on. We loved them. We admired them. We thought they were beautiful, talented. They had it all. And at the end of the day, they were broke. So, and it's like, who gets paid? The producers are getting paid, the managers are getting paid, the label is getting paid, but they're not getting paid, you know, which is crazy. So it's like, just like with Prince, when Prince finally freed himself of his label, and I'm a huge Prince fan, and for years he was saying he was a slave to his label because he had to do and move every way that this label told him to move. So that's what I said. It's really, really interesting. And do you compromise? And what is lost if you compromise? Like you were saying, is it your integrity? Like, what is really happening and what is going on? And how many people right now that we know and love and admire are compromising just to be seen and just to have their music out and to be relevant? Like, at the end of the day, are they really happy? Are they? And, you know, even today, like, the internet is a huge problem, guys, where we can basically download any song for free. So, like, that used to be one of the main or probably the only way that these artists made their money. Now you're seeing a lot of them go on tour just so they can get a check because they're not making money from, you know, albums and sales anymore. So, you know, it's definitely changing and the trend has changed, you know. So that's just my opinion. It just seems like it's gotten a lot harder and a lot just more difficult, and that's what I want to talk to our guest about. Like, how is she surviving? You know, what is she doing to basically maneuver through that? Or is she having those kind of difficulties or problems, or is it just all good? I don't know.
Well, we'll definitely find out and see. We're going to go into our first song, Rihanna, 4 or 5 seconds, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. I might do a little time. 'Cause all of my kindness is taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. An optimist, sun was shining, I'm positive. Then I heard you was talking trash.
I thought
a mystery. Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday.
Jail tonight. Promise you'll pay my bail. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale. See, all of my kindness is taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'.
Often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on thelovezoneusa.com.
Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton, and I just want to welcome all our listeners. Tune in with us, 347-539-5729. Hi, ladies. Welcome back.
Hello.
Okay, so our guest is here. So we would like to welcome Miss Pop Opera, pop star, Charisse Mills. Miss Mills, Charisse, are you there?
Hi, ladies. Yes, I am.
Hey, Charisse. Hi.
It's such an opportunity. We thank you for accepting our invitation to come on the show. Just introduce yourself to our audience and let everyone know where they can find your music. You're amazing. You're fabulous. You're beautiful. We definitely want to get into the interview with us. So let's start by allowing, you know, our audience to know how they can find you on social media.
Okay, well, first off, I want to thank you ladies, too. It's my pleasure. I love supporting women networks. everyone
great.
Can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, Charisse Mills. My website is charissemills.com, CharisseMills.
Wonderful.
Okay, Charisse.
Are you guys going to my website now?
Yeah, we're like trying to look now. No, I already saw it. You're amazing. So tell us about, you know, you are on a song with Neo. Let us know, like, tell us about pop opera. I love opera, but pop opera. So can you explain what that is to our listeners,
okay,
how you got involved with it?
Well, definitely. I started off going to music school for opera. I'm classically trained, went to Manhattan School of Music, and my image never fit my voice. And every time I would meet someone, they were like, oh, my God, what do you do, sing R&B? What do you sing, pop? And I'm like, no, I'm an opera singer. And they're like, what? So eventually I had to find some way to intertwine the two, my image and my voice. So I decided not to give up, you know, my God-given talent that I love, my opera singing. And I said, let me merge the two. You know, with everything that's going on with music, classical music is kind of dying down and pop music is not creative enough. I said, I want to make this creative. So I decided to make my own lane, make my own genre of music called pop opera, or popra for short.
Popra. I love it.
I like it.
It's so fabulous. So how did you link up with Neo? That's like, you know, how did you do that?
Well, I met Neo over 2.5 years ago at an event, and at first I didn't even know it was him. He approached me and he was like, oh my God, I love your look. Who are, you know, I love to get to know you. I'm like, he was at first trying to max to me, of course. So, one thing about business, you know, having the curves as a woman, you look that sexually, but eventually when they get to know you, they're like, oh, wait a minute. This is, you know, such a really nice person, has talent, whatnot going on. But, yeah, I met him about 2.5 years ago, and at first, you know, he was like, oh, my God, you know, what do you do? Who are you? And I'm like, oh, my name is Charisse Mills. I sing opera. And he's like, oh, my name is Neo. I'm like, oh, hi. I didn't even know it was him. I was like, my bad. You know, he met me, and I was like, it's great. He's like, well, what are you doing with your music? And I'm like, well, right now I'm working independently, and I wanted, you know, to really develop this new genre of music. And I said, if there's any way we can work, that'd be great. And he's like, okay, so where do you want to go? I said, I want to go to the top. He's like, okay, what, do you want me to help take you there? I said, no, we're going to meet each other there. And that's kind of like how even the record Integrity came about. Because it's kind of, you know, a story mixing with our real life, how we met. We met out at an event, you know, I didn't want to give him my number at first. And then he's like, wait, oh, this girl has a lot of integrity. Who is she? And that's how we got into talking of who is this young woman, you know? And he kept his word. 2.5 years later, here we are. We make this record called Integrity, kind of mix a true life story with a story telling, you know, to his viewers. Because, you know, people love love stories. So we made it a love story when it's not
absolutely
really a love story. He's a friend of mine. Let's clear the air. you know, we made how we met a love story and made a magical record, intertwining my opera at the end to close it off nicely.
That's wonderful.
I introduced myself, you know, because he's a major pop, you know, R&B artist. So I was like, you know what, this would be a great opportunity, and I was so grateful that, you know, he actually helped me, you know. Not many artists do that nowadays. They're not many take, you know, use their promise word. They promise things all the time, I'll do it, and they never really do it. And he actually kept his word and he helped me, and I'm so grateful for that.
Sharice, just quickly, hi, this is Nate Cohen. I just have a couple questions for you. My first question is, how has your success been since the record came out? Because I've seen it came out. And my next question as a follow-up, before meeting Neo, if you hadn't met Neo, what path do you think you would be on right now? And after the release of this single, has it been easier for you, you're finding, or the same, or more difficult? I just want to know how the record has helped you or hindered you in any way.
Okay. Well, we'll start with the first question. Definitely it has, you know, given me a little more buzz in the business. I have a lot more followers that I didn't have before in regards to, you know, who follow Neo. But I have been working on my project for the past 5 years. So with or without Neo, my launch of what I'm doing would have happened. You know, of course, it gives me an extra line of publicity where people are like, who is Sharice Mills? Oh, my God, what is she doing? Because I'm preparing to release my single coming out in the summer with a very, you know, major rapper in the business, too. So it was just all perfect timing, all perfect timing.
Excellent.
You know, in the business, you can't rush things. You know, I had to develop pop opera. And it's just my time now, and I'm, you know, happy to be here and be able to share Pop Road with everybody.
I love it.
Absolutely.
That is so amazing.
Sure, my co-host would agree. You are simply beautiful.
Amazing.
Your voice is amazing. You're amazing to look at, and you're even more amazing to hear. So, you know.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
You know, that's been
awesome.
A battle. I really appreciate that. Being a woman with curves, too, it's hard being appreciative in the business, and your integrity is always challenged daily. And that's why I'm starting a campaign called Your Integrity to, you know, kind of tell women and even anyone in the business, never give up your integrity for, you know, anything. And your integrity can be anything. It could be self-worth. It could be love. It could be passion. It could be artistry. Anything. So, you know, I would love, you know, if you women, you guys follow my campaign called Your Integrity. You can find it on my website, sharicemills.com/Your Integrity. It'll be out starting, I believe, May 1st it starts. So.
That's wonderful. Sharice, this is Karishma. I really admire everything you do. That's wonderful about this campaign. I just had a quick question for you. When you were first starting in the industry, like coming out with such an amazing genre like popra, which – you know, people are open to new and different things, and it tends to be that, you know, whenever EDM kind of first became more mainstream, if you will, all the main artists, whether it was, you know, Rihanna or Beyonce, would have a track that had those electronic elements. Do you feel like with the genre popra that could easily happen with other artists as well, where they could be like, oh, okay, I like the sound of this, and start infusing it into their own work as well?
Absolutely. Little do you know, a lot of things that have classical music now in the game kind of came from me, the buzz of what I've been creating, you know, because I've gone to record label heads and kind of said, hey, this, I'm trying to do this, but no one kind of saw the vision that I wanted to do, so I just had to create it myself. And you're right, when music is universal, so it doesn't matter. You can mix anything, really. Look at you know, reggae pop. Now it's like called island pop. You know, things are kind of going in full circle. You know, music is music at the end of the day.
Yes, of course. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Sharice, this is Tahira. How do you, because I know you talked about curves, and I'm very curvy myself, and I feel like when you're in the music industry, it's like more directed towards your look. How do you balance style, look, and integrity?
It is so hard. You have to. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. You know, people don't take you seriously. And honest, my way, how I've actually battled that is, I sing on the spot. Me, I'm not afraid to sing.
So mm-hmm. if I'm in public and I'm at a meeting, whatever, and they're like, oh, you're a public singer, and then they're looking at you, I'm like, yeah, and I'm like, hey, and I'm just busting out. And like,
oh, I love it.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait a minute. And then I'm like, yeah, you know, I went to Manhattan School of Music. I studied 6 languages. I sing in 7, you know, now I'm singing in 7. That I'm like, oh, okay, now this girl is not just a video vixen-looking type of girl. She actually
mm-hmm.
can speak 6 languages. She can do it. Okay, let me take her a little more seriously now. I have to really break it down because nowadays that's not the case. It's all image first. Let's computerize
mm-hmm.
everything later, you know?
Correct.
And that's one thing. Working with Neo in the studio, he's been such a great mentor. He's an amazing writer. You know, talks about being perfect before any sort of editing or auto-tune is there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful to be able to learn from him and move forward in my career.
That is excellent. So
absolutely.
When you're in this studio, Charisse, how do you get in your zone? How do you get in your lane of creativity where you do make, you know, before everything else, you make perfect music or your best work?
Well, honestly, it varies. You know, it all depends if the beat's already made. You know, I always
mm-hmm.
start off with vocalizing my voice and just closing my eyes and just imagining myself like in a concert hall. Because me, I'm more so a live performer than a studio performer. So I really just imagine myself singing in front of thousands of people, closing my eyes and just pouring my heart out. So just hearing a beat and just, you know, kind of sort of freestyling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just comes to me like that. So, you know, obviously working with a writer like Neo, he comes up with a lot of the words where I just, you know, just flow with whatever he gives me.
That's really awesome. Did Neo write anything for your future project that's coming out this summer? Did he collab with you on anything?
We have a couple of things in the works, definitely. You know, I can't talk too much about that
yet.
Yes, we're going to keep it under wraps. Well, Charisse,
yes.
I would like for you to introduce your song, Integrity, with Neo for our audience.
Awesome. This is Charisse Mills, and you're listening to Integrity by Neo featured Moi.
She don't really drink much, so she say. But by the way, she was putting in Malibu Red away. She was eager about that life, trying to front, but trying to get right. Or maybe she work hard every day at a job, but she feel like she deserves to turn up tonight. Either way, Miss Lady's bad at the type of woman sugar rush. Drew her nail, whispered in her ear, thinking I'm developing a little crush. She said, nice try, but every short skirt let them walk by. Has successfully caught your eye. No thanks, but I'm sure that you're a nice guy.
Damn.
I had no reply. Cause she was right. Newly single, so I've been a little fancy. But she was more than just a booty in a skirt. She walked away, I called her to her in a hurry. I said, can I at least know your name before you tell me? She turned around and said, my name's Integrity. Integrity, can you answer this for me? Baby, where do you want to go? I'm so what you say. She pulled me to the top. She said, take me all the way. Matter of fact, I'll meet you there. Oh, and I fell in love. What to say? She pulled.
All right.
And welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Thank you for tuning in with us. Welcome back, ladies. Charisse, welcome back. I just want to thank you for accepting our invitation on the Girlfriend Network. And where I know you have to go. You're pressed for time. So just let our listeners know again where they can reach you on social media.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, sorry I have to run. It's actually my mom's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mom. Happy birthday. I hope she's listening.
Sitting outside the restaurant right now doing this interview. So I have to run, but definitely, guys, I appreciate the time too as well. You can check me out at Charisse Mills on Twitter, Instagram. My website again is charissemills.com. Okay,
bye, Charisse.
Bye, guys.
Have
a great night. Bye bye.
Okay. So, ladies, back to the Girlfriend Network. That was awesome.
It was. And our listeners, you must check her out. I mean, especially the men. She's very beautiful. Very beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Very beloved.
She's beautiful.
Her voice, I mean,
it's
you
amazing.
Know. Oh, mm-hmm. It really is. Really is amazing. So, great.
She's
talent.
Very inspiring.
You know,
as
more
well.
Than just
yeah.
a pretty face. Absolutely.
I love the singing on the spot opera. Can you imagine you're in a meeting and an opera comes on?
Right.
Yeah, so I love it. Like with me, you know, I think when you're a curvy woman, people. What would mean they stare at other things in parts. So I talk about numbers, and I kind of, you know, distract. Even when I'm doing, like, in my regular job presentations, they'll focus on that one arena, and I'll bring them back with numbers.
Oh,
so I use
yes.
it with numbers.
Yeah. I mean, because not only does Tahira have a beautiful face, but she got some girls on her chest. Like, hello.
I have that asset, yes.
Like, I can't even deny it. They're wonderful.
No.
They're right there.
Yes.
We work together.
Ladies, sometimes that stuff is like, you know, it's a gift and a curse because
and
I'm
some,
sure,
like modeling,
you know,
yeah, some, in modeling, like even
your age. Go ahead.
No, and even in modeling, some of my pictures, I can mean to like just doing a pose a certain way. And then they'll come out very, very sexy. And I'm like, that wasn't my intention. It's just the body shape or just the pose. So it'll come out a different way. So that's where I would sit, like, with the photographer and say, we're pulling that one. We're pulling that one out because you want to send a certain message. And sometimes you can't help it. So that's where your decision-making on how far and what messages do you want to send out, because ultimately it affects you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting how she said, you know, your integrity can definitely be compromised in this industry as well as any industry, and it can be, like, gosh, across the board in so many different things, you know. It can
mm-hmm.
be love. It can be so it's just not, you know, it's not like a straight shooter. It can be anything. So, you
definitely.
Know, it's pretty interesting.
I agree. I think the biggest problem is when it comes to integrity is, you, as a person, already have these ideals, and you're like, oh, this is what I do, this is what I won't do, and you have your, you know, when you're thinking about having your integrity compromised, I think it's very hard for once you're in that situation, you think about how badly you want something and how things are going, and, oh, okay, maybe I'll do this now, and I think a lot of people go through that struggle of what they truly feel is right and what they end up doing for the love of their dream,
mm-hmm.
or what ends up happening because of the love of the dream, and they're in this struggle mentally because it is really hard. Sometimes you've been working so hard for something, and when it doesn't go right or something shady kind of happens, it's easy to get bogged down. And I know that's happened to me a few times where, you know, I think, okay, I'm like, okay, things are coming together. This is how I want it to go. And then something shady will be happening, and I'll be like, oh, but no, I don't want it that bad. Like, you know, this is not something that I'm okay with, or this is not something that I want to deal with. In this situation, I want to make sure that it happens the right way that I would feel comfortable with. And I think when you're in these kind of industries, as a person, you should just make sure, like, that everything is happening the way you would want it to happen, and it would be in a way that's comfortable for you, where you don't feel like you're losing out on any part of yourself.
That's great advice. And anybody that's just getting into the industry and you're learning, and I talked about navigating your way through oh my goodness, people will try you. I've definitely been on sets or, you know, had gigs and I'm going and I got my game face on and I'm being professional. And somehow during the shoot or the gig, there's always that one who wants to come and date you or try you or whatever. So I always take away great pride. And one thing I can honestly say is that I've never, ever, ever compromised myself or my beliefs or my integrity for a paycheck. Or for an ad or a commercial, you know what I mean? And one thing I specifically am adamant about, I'm not dating those that I'm professionally working with, you know what I mean? It's just not happening. To me, you just can't cross that line because things get messy and they get ugly, and then if something happens, it can come back and affect you adversely, you know, in the industry, you know. You guys all heard of the term blackball. That seems to be
connected. Everybody's connected.
You know, it is due to her attitude because they're saying, you know, she's a diva and she was hard to work with. You know, it's not even about any kind of sexual connotation, but I'm just saying you have to be very careful in how you carry yourself. And once again, that word, your integrity, and compromising yourself. Do you or do you not?
That is so true. That is very, very true. And also, I want to add, just to piggyback, you also have to be careful with the people that you associate with. It also goes with association. If you're not doing something and you have to think about, you know, your brand, your product, and then you have friends that you're cool with and hang out and they're not really supporting, you know, you have to think about your future jobs and your future money. If a person sees, you know, them in the, you know, limelight or whatever, not being in a negative way, they're going to think that you're that way as well. So not just goals for you. You have to really be careful and serious about who you hang out with and stuff like that because that ultimately affects you. And if you do take a job that's maybe not something, you know how certain people get typecast and things like that, you better, you know, sometimes it's good to think about jobs in the future. If I take this job, is everybody going to see me this way or, you know, perceive me a certain way because it could be harder for you to get other jobs in the future because they see you as this, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're talking about, you know, I have a great story about that. One of the first gigs that I got offered in my modeling career was doing a spread for Shape Magazine. And it was called Our Bodies, Ourselves. And I don't know if you guys remember, like, the Dove campaign where they showed women in the nude, technically nude, just celebrating their bodies. And this is kind of like what the shoot was about. So, you know, I was told there was going to be some nudity. So I was like, okay, but I was promised it was an all-female set. It was going to be nicely done. So, you know, I was like, okay, I was scared and I was reluctant, but I went and I liked what was going on set because I had told myself if anything or during any time that I didn't like something, I was going to walk out. So I proceeded with the shoot. We shot in our underwear. I shot with four or five other women, white, black, all different body types and sizes, and we also shot nude. I was very worried about it. I had a few people in my family who, you know, friends who were like, this is going to be interesting. But at the end of the day, it was something that I was very proud of. It was Shape Magazine, and it just came out really beautiful. And it's one of those things where I'm not embarrassed to show or someone comes across and sees me. I'm, you know, very proud of that. But at the end of the day, I say all this to say that even though I went into it with trepidation, I had told myself at any time if I felt that something wasn't right or didn't feel right within me, whatever was going on set, that I would walk away. And, you know, when I got there that day, I felt really comfortable and I got to know people. I talked to the people going on, like, okay, it's going to be like this, it's going to be like that, is okay. So I felt, you know, really good with knowing with what I was doing and what the overall product was going to be. So, but I'm just saying, like at any time, if I felt differently, I would have definitely walked off set. The hell with it being Shape Magazine, the hell with the check, because I wanted to make sure it was going to be something that I could be proud of for many years to come, and I had a son. So, you know what I mean? So I did not want to embarrass my son or my family. So that's just my story. So there you go.
Absolutely. That is awesome. That's great. We're going to get into the next song with Trey Songz, Slow Motion, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
I know you got all dressed up for the club, waiting on Nick to come pick you up, baby.
Ooh,
when I saw you walking out the door,
ooh,
I just knew you needed something more. Now I'm whipping straight back to the crib. Gonna give you something that you won't forget.
No.
Baby,
ooh,
I just wanna get you out the clothes.
Ooh,
I just wanna
see you dancing
slow
motion.
We can play, we can play, we can take our time,
baby,
in slow motion.
We can play, we can play, we can take our time.
And keep it steady.
To generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now, well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the lovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the lovezoneusa.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. It's your host, Chihira Sutton. Tune in every Thursday, Mike T Show, 8 to 10, Thursday at 8, right here on the Love Zone USA. Welcome back, ladies.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah. I'm so excited about this. This is a good topic, women's integrity in the music business, because we often see, you know, certain stars, if they're not getting enough record sales, their whole image changes. It seems like they take all their clothes off. Why does that have to, I mean, if you're having trouble with imaging and you're not selling it, I think those are like some of the tactics from the label. You're like, you're not sexy enough. You know, do you think that they have that pressure where they have to like completely do things that they wouldn't do in normal life?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. I mean, we see a lot of these artists go through a metamorphosis, you know what I mean? Like, wow, they come out a lot of times looking like plain Jane, and they evolve into, like, other people, into sex symbols. So, I mean, I can think of a few women that has happened to, where they just totally recreate their image and their look.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sex sells. I keep saying that. Sex sells across the board. I don't care what you're doing.
Sex
sells.
We know this.
No,
we have a whole show. We have a whole love show about it. Like, I definitely know sex sells, but I'm just saying for our artists, where you're really, like, creatively, if you're not there and then you have a label that's pushing you there, I think it affects the music.
I think it depends on the artist, because there are certain artists who are there who don't, you know, write their own songs or anything like that. It's more that they're just a face, and they let everyone behind the scenes kind of create them and mold them into what the masses would like. Like, where if you look at someone like Rihanna, she had a whole album where it was Good Girl Gone Bad. The label turned her into this different, like, bad girl vibe, sexy, which... Now, when you think of Rihanna, that's all you think about. When you think about her old songs, how she was back in the day when she was young and super sweet, you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You remember
she was
her with
fun,
her,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, with her
right.
Eminem and her Poured Up. She was almost very Taylor Swift-like
back
in the beginning, and then it turned into Rihanna. I love Rihanna, okay? Don't get me wrong.
Oh,
Rihanna's one of my favorites.
Yes.
I'm always turning up to Rihanna.
Yes.
And now she's singing a song being like, bitch, better have my money.
My
and it's
money.
Like, girl, where are you at?
Yeah. I love
exactly.
how she's so out of the box. But I believe that was already in Rihanna, though. I think sometimes you have to find your creative self. I think that's part of her, that because she was so young, she hasn't tapped it. I think that's her growing into just being a woman. And she says, as you grow and get older, you tap into things that, hey, I didn't know that was there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Wow.
True.
I mean, me creative, if I look at my pictures from when I was a teenager modeling and my pictures now, I'm not risky, but I'm way more like, I'm just so into me as a model and being photogenic and not afraid of the camera. Before I see the little shy girl that's a twin, not sure who she is yet, but I'm modeling.
Right, exactly. It just always never ceases to amaze me the things that Rihanna can get away with and look damn good doing it. Like, who can come out here butt-ass naked? And everybody says, wow, and nobody really comments about except for that top. I mean, we've seen everything from this girl's breast to I don't know what. Like, it's crazy. And then Kim Kardashian comes out with a shoot, which I thought was, you know, beautiful, and they tore her up.
But I think it's body type, too, because Kim is curvy. So I think that's part of it, too.
And I think with Kim, it's people already have these preconceived notions about her. So with no matter what she kind of does, there are certain groups of people that will bring it back to what she used to be known for. And they kind of won't let her release from that image.
Yeah.
Even though
let her live.
That Kim Kardashian has done an amazing job with branding her image and really coming back from the whole sex tape scandal in a sense to really make, you know, they're one of the most followed people. So it's almost like she knew what had happened. They rebranded it in such a way that, you know, everyone still watches the Kardashians on TV every Sunday.
I do.
So it's so happy. Yeah, I do too. I love it.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could be like, yes, marketing as well, having the right marketing people to rebrand you. But I ultimately, it did affect her in a way, and she was able to recover. Some people can't recover from some of the, you know, the things or decisions that they made in the music industry. So, like, if you have, you know, made a bad decision, how do you pull out of it? and be okay with your career. Because, you know, like we talked about, it's about networking and everybody knows everybody. So
mm-hmm.
how do you do that?
That is so true. You know what? It is going back years. I don't know if this is before your time, but you guys are Milli Vanilli. Like, I loved Milli Vanilli. Two guys, I don't know. We would have called them
high school, but I remember.
They were attractive. Everybody loved their music. The females are going crazy. And then the bomb dropped because they were lip syncing. And it wasn't really them singing. And it just destroyed them. And I think they tried to come out with a record that really showed their voices, and they sucked. And it was just like they just died of shame. Just crazy. So you do, I guess, you get those one-hit wonders. But why the one-hit wonders? Is it behind the quality of the song? Is it behind the person's look? Is it they're just not hot? They're just not vibing with the fans? Like, what makes mm-hmm. you a one-hit wonder? So that's interesting. And I guess that's one of the biggest battles a lot of artists, they have to face. Like, you've got to get over that hurdle. Like, people, after you release your first single or whatever, they want to hear more of you. But you're done. It's over. So how do you stay relevant?
I think it's about being true to yourself and hoping that the message does get across. I think there are a lot of artists out there who have great talent, and sometimes they may not be able to showcase it as much because of the fact that they can't reach the masses, but they do reach, you know, become really popular in their towns or in their areas or amongst people that they know, and they kind of become these hometown heroes and will be performing locally a lot.
Sure.
Definitely. I think you have to own who you are and, you know, stay true to yourself, but also don't lose yourself. If you're finding that you're losing yourself, you have to maybe take some time off and find yourself again. Because you want to present the best you that you can in this industry. And don't try not to compromise. But, ladies, we have to go. This is the last song. We're going to get into Nicki Minaj featuring Beyonce, Feeling Myself. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Good night.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go.
Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my... Feeling myself, I'm 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 feeling myself.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do down Mavericks, my Maybach, black matted. Never left, but I'm back at it, and I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself. Look off, if you think about me when he. Off. Wax on, national anthem hats off, then I curve that like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce, or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself, 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 feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my.
Change the game when that digital drops, know where you was when that digital popped, I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference, I stop the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Pussy on feet. Pussy on feet. Pussy gang always keep them on beat. Riding, riding through Texas. Feed them for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nicki is tight. I say, yeah, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that. I say, yes, daddy, I do. Give me f***ing like NYU. I said, teach me. Me, all this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work, he's digging that work. I got it, 36 of that real, pinky full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
Up the bass, looking like a kilo. He just wanna spice, digging up my ego. Ain't
got punchlines or flow. I have both in an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that know. He in love with that cook.
Don't ever be learning. You just never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques for my records. That's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger. That is a glacier. Hits like a laser.
Tripping on now. Tripping off that. Flipping up my skirt and I be whipping all that. Taking trips with all them keys. Car keys got bees. Singing with the queen bee and we be whipping all of that. Cause we the curls, we
flawless.
We the poster girls for owlers. We run around with them bowlers. Only real girls on my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna. Go lift them. No, just on this song alone. Just on her fourth flow. You like it, don't you? Young Money.